In Pakistan, it was day three in the trial of the men charged with the kidnapping and murder of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. Today, the court heard from the man who helped arrange a meeting in January between Pearl and chief suspect Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh. The trial, which is being held in a makeshift courtroom in Karachi's Central Jail, is closed to journalists and the public. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Karachi.
The Special Anti-Terrorism Court today heard from a single witness, Islamabad-based journalist Asif Farooqi, who was helping Daniel Pearl arrange interviews for a story on possible links between Pakistani militants and alleged shoe bomber Richard Reid. Pearl was seeking an interview with a fundamentalist named Mubarak Shah Gilani. Asif Farooqi said he could help and arranged, through a friend, an interview with Gilani at the Akbar International Hotel in Rawalpindi on January 11th. Gilani, however, failed to show. Instead, Pearl and his colleague found a man who called himself Bashir. Defense attorney Khwaja Naveed Ahmad says the prosecution witness today testified the man who called himself Bashir is in fact the chief suspect in the case, Omar Sheikh, a man who spent 5 years in an Indian prison for kidnapping four tourists, including one American, in 1994.
Bashir and Daniel Pearl sat in room number 411 for 3 hours and had discussions, and Bashir had told him that he will arrange meeting of Daniel Pearl with Peer Gilani.
On January 23rd, the day Daniel Pearl disappeared, he apparently had some misgivings about the meeting Bashir, or Omar Sheikh, had arranged for later in the day with Gilani. According to the defense attorney, today's prosecution witness, journalist Asif Farooqi, said Pearl called him that morning for advice.
He said it was a quick call and he wanted a quick reply that whether it is dangerous to meet with Peer Gilani. The witness says that I told him that since he is a public personality, there's no harm in meeting him.
The meeting never occurred. A taxi driver who testified for the prosecution on Monday said he dropped Pearl near the Metropole Hotel later that same evening and that he saw Pearl get into a car with a man the taxi driver identified as Omar Sheikh. The four accused have pleaded not guilty. Pearl's body has not been recovered. According to their lawyers, all four remained silent during today's proceeding, but Chief Prosecutor Raja Qureshi said two of them made threatening gestures toward him, gestures roughly translated as, "We'll get you." Based on the defendant's actions, Qureshi says he now believes his life is in danger. The trial is set to resume tomorrow. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Karachi.